Little Webs, written by I Am Alive Now and read by Wilfriede 0815. Fandom, The Magnus Archives. Relationship, Martin Blackwood / Jonathan Sims. Rating, teen and up audiences. Additional tags, obsession, stalking, spiders, possessive behavior. Summary, he's just keeping him safe is all. He spins a web for John in his office. He has tiny spinnerets in his fingers, tucked just under his nails that let him weave delicate, intricate silk patterns that he affixes to all of John's clothes. It's great for anxiety, which Martin really does seem to have a lot of lately. It's such a tiny motion that almost no one notices. No one that matters notices anyway. John hasn't noticed. Martin knows that John doesn't like spiders. Some deep-rooted trauma with his patron that Martin has been trying to desperately assuage for some time now. He's not an avatar, not like John is, not like Elias is, not like Mr. Spider is, and he knows that liking John is above his station, that Mr. Spider already took him as his own, but still, his heart aches every time he sees him somewhere. The way the light glances off of his skin, and the way his eyes glisten when he's been reading for too long, and his heartbeat, which is off of a regular heartbeat by just 2 milliseconds, which makes him special and perfect and wonderful. Singular and original and beautiful. He spins the webs quickly, and each of them is different. Mostly from Martin jumping at tiny sounds of someone walking by. Little gapped originalities, just like John. He presses them into the backs of John's vests and jackets and cardigans and shirts whenever he gets the chance, and this way, he'll always know where he is. There are tiny webs in John's office too, made by his brothers, tucked into tiny corners where John would never notice, but Martin will know that he's safe with. No more ugly distortions. No more ugly yellow doors. He's been in John's home before, once. It's a tiny apartment, and his brothers hide in even tinier corners to watch the archivist. They feed Martin the memories of John working at odd hours, and sleeping, and bathing, and Martin relishes those most of all. He knows he shouldn't. He knows he's being awful, but there's no other way to go about this. No one else will keep him safe like Martin can. No one appreciates him like Martin does. He likes to imagine John in bed with him when he goes to sleep. He'll wrap him in his tiny webs and keep him there forever, where nothing bad would ever happen to the love of his life. And everything would be okay. And John would be his. Only his. No meddling eye. No waxworks. No hunters. Just his. It's fate, obviously. Martin spins his tiny webs, intricate and delicate, just like John, onto the backs of his clothes. John would understand if he ever found them. Of course he would, because John trusts Martin. Of course he does. The others talk about him while he isn't there, whispering about how oblivious John is to Martin's doting, and he has to keep himself from laughing. They don't even know how much he matters to John. More than all the others. He's the one keeping him safe. He'll devour the stranger, the corruption, the eye, anything that ever seeks to hurt him ever again. He'll even kill his avatar, if it comes to that. Martin loves him more than everything else in the entire world. They're meant for each other. Of course they are. The end.